From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. As expected in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum meeting today, U.S. President Donald Trump spoke about trade, regulatory reform, and a strong economy while touting the United States as a good place to do business.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again. The American economy is by far the largest in the world, and we've just enacted the most significant tax cuts and reform in American history.
However, not everyone in Davos was happy to see the president. Anya Shiffrin is a professor at Columbia University.
You know, since Donald Trump has become president, he's been attacking all of the institutions that are vital for democracy. He's been going after the media. He's been going after academia. He's going after rule of law. He's doing tax cuts for the rich. He's trying to take away people's health care. I believe he's incredibly dangerous.
Prior to the speech, Mr. Trump tried to repair relations with Rwandan President Paul Kagame after using profanity to describe African nations. Also in Davos, President Trump dismissed New York Times and Washington Post stories that he wanted to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller in June of last year, and only backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign rather than follow the order. He called it, quote, fake news. This is VOA. Kenya's opposition says it will swear in Raila Odinga as president next week. Opposition leaders maintain that Odinga won the 2017 presidential election over the declared winner, President Uhuru Kenyatta. Kenyatta was named the winner of the August 2017 election, but in a development, the Supreme Court there overturned the results, saying it found illegalities in the transmission of the results. The Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission then organized a second election, which Odinga boycotted, giving Kenyatta an easy victory. Tuesday is set for Odinga's inauguration. Government officials have said that such an event would be an act of treason. A fire in a South Korean hospital has killed at least 41 people and injured many more, with many still in critical condition. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott has more.
The fire is thought to have started in the first floor emergency room at Sejong Hospital in Miryang Town, southeast of Seoul, and took several hours to be contained. Most of those who died were on the first and second floors. Roughly 200 people were inside the main hospital building and a nursing home nearby. Pictures show at least one patient being carried from the hospital covered in blankets. Local media say it's the country's deadliest fire in almost a decade. Officials are investigating the reason for the blaze.
Reuters' Rosanna Philpott. Two United Nations agencies said Friday in a statement that it is outraged and saddened by the drowning of at least 30 refugees and migrants off the coast of Yemen earlier this week. The statement was from the UN's International Organization for Migration and the UN Refugee Agency. Venezuela's top court has excluded the opposition coalition from the upcoming presidential election, a move that virtually assures that unpopular leftist President Nicolas Maduro will win another term. Registration of parties and candidates was to run in the election, was slated to happen this week. The Supreme Court, however, told the National Election Council late Thursday to delay registration for 6 months. The court did not give a reason for its ruling. Grocery shoppers rioted in France when a supermarket chain deeply discounted jars of Nutella. Videos posted on social media showed huge crowds with people pushing, shoving, and grabbing as many jars as they could carry. In some stores, police had to be called out as scuffles broke out between customers. And anticipation of a run for the White House by Oprah Winfrey has come to an end. She told InStyle magazine she does not have it in her DNA. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.